Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hey.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over there with us on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to jump on that in just a couple minutes here again. Friends, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, as well as can you go over to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook, as can you check us out on Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1, my Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible over the next hour. Excuse me. Phone lines will be accessible over the next hour, 1-866-233-0747. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, interesting that I would say that, because over the last couple of days I've been paying attention to this Boston bombing and the bombers that were involved. And I know that the state-controlled media cannot be trusted, but I'll tell you what, friends, after doing some due diligence on the Boston bombing, Oklahoma City bombing, Waco, Ruby Ridge, folks, you can go all the way back. And I'm telling you what, friends, I just cannot believe I can go to the Sandy Hook shooting, school shooting, and there's so many objectionable questions that need to be brought forth concerning what took place in each incident and who is responsible for these incidents that have taken place. That it is incredible. It's also incredible how the government's right there to attempt to overthrow the rights of the people as they ask you to relinquish your rights, as if they ask you to give up your rights so they can have more power over the people in every given scenario. And friends, that was just the tip of the iceberg. Those are the ones that just came to my mind. But going back to the Boston City bombing, I started to check out these videos, and it wasn't what people were saying. It was the things that the state-controlled media was doing and what they were propagating and the propaganda and what the eyewitnesses were saying that they seen. It didn't line up with what the state-controlled media was telling us on not at any step of the way. And I'm just... I mean, really, I was sitting there watching it, and then they went to the chief of police right after the bombing, and, you know, that was 2 years ago now, and it was interesting that the chief of police, he started talking about these actors, and then he caught himself. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, what do the eyewitnesses say concerning the Boston City bombing? And as I started to see what they said that they seen garbage cans blow up. Well, that's not what we were told. We were told, just folks, I'm not going to go down that road right now. But the fact of the matter is, friends, you can't believe a thing. CNN was busted in the Boston City bombing, friends, talking about how one was broadcasting out of the studio, one was broadcasting live out of Boston there, when in fact you looked at the backgrounds, folks, they were both in the same position. They were in the same parking lot. And folks, that's not the first time CNN has been busted doing this kind of stuff. We need to question every single thing the state-controlled media media feeds us. And folks, I'm talking about Fox News as well. They are just as guilty. They are just going along with whatever bone's been thrown to them without asking any real questions. And what they're doing is they're just throwing themselves back into slavery. And it is absolutely amazing that the American people are not digging into these atrocities that have taken place on American soil over the last 15 years, friends. And folks, it's been going on for years, you know. And going back, and why am I saying that right now? It just reminds me of what an individual rightly said. He said, you take the pictures, I'll create the war. You take the pictures, I'll create the war. And how many times has the state-controlled media been busted for lying? I mean, I can go back to the O.J. Simpson case. I can go back to what's going on here in Ferguson, how the state-controlled media is trying to keep the race issue hot. Now, we just seen another cop shooting just the other day in South Carolina, which was terrible. That cop cannot justify what he just did, friends. It was just that bad. By the way, it's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. So I'm just right now thinking out loud. I'm just so blown away that the state-controlled media is so corrupt that I'm telling you, listen to me carefully, friends. Don't believe a single thing that they say without pulling the curtain back with whatever they feed you. It is just that as it's that important. And friends, isn't it interesting that most people believe the lie before they believe the truth? And what we need to do is we need to know the truth for ourselves. And the way to do that is do our own due diligence. And again, it's just amazing to me where we're at today. And going back to the Boston City bombing, because that's what I was thinking about. You start doing some due diligence, friends. There's a lot of questions that need to be answered. There are a lot of questions because, again, eyewitnesses and what the state-controlled media, it's not lining up. And the other thing that you have to put into the scope of common sense here, friends, is the fact that who has to gain from these created atrocities in many cases? The government has been behind much of it, friends, and it's just a sad place to be in America that we've come this far that we just believe whatever they say. And again, friends, what we need to do is we need to put the stop signs up on what they're saying, vet what they're saying, and correct what they're saying. And if they're found to be lying or creating evidence in any given scenario on any of the reports, they need to be held accountable lawfully. And I just propose that that's exactly what we do, because the state-controlled media does not have the right to lie, to go on and so forth. Folks, we've done enough shows on that as well. But let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm just going to highlight this real quick. We have win a Joshua MK5. Win a Joshua MK5. You have 5 days left. Folks, what you do is go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, scroll down just a little bit on the right, click onto it, and what you want to do is throw your name in that hat. You have 5 days. 5 days for your opportunity to win that beautiful weapon. Also wanted to let you know on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Grandma's Got Something to Say. Check that out. He Who Learns Must Suffer. That's true. Indiana's Religious Freedom Attack by Famous Rich Liberals. Rick Perry, when it comes to national security, Obama has fallen victim to delusional thinking. Folks, it goes way beyond that. The American people, for those that believe that Obama's losing, he's not losing, he's winning. And he knows exactly what he's doing. And I got a question for Rick Perry. What have you done to stop him lawfully? Those in Congress, those that represent we the people, those in Senate that complain about Barack Hussein Obama, which one has called for the articles of impeachment yet? I haven't seen them drawn up. Have you? So, folks, the charade goes on. In America, you lose. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, a Mississippi pastor wins lawsuit over abortion protest arrest. I also wanted to let you know the fact of the matter is abortion clinics are being closed down in droves across the country. But again, they don't want you to know that. They want you to believe that they are the big man and you are the little man. Where's our team? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Mass homosexual orgies discovered in the Vatican. Well, really? The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it? We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Like the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stresses we inflict upon it. It still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just kind of highlighting what's going on across our country again, and it is just an inundation of, well, bad news. It really is. You know, the good news is we still have the freedom to right the wrongs, and really what it comes down to is how much do we love our country, our God, and our people, and not in that order. Because as I ended the show yesterday, I said, God bless America. Yep, we've been hearing that for a long time. Now it's time for America to bless God and actually obey Him and do the things that He called us to do. That is the way that we preserve our Constitution and Republic that's been bestowed upon us. I was also talking about yesterday articles of impeachment concerning what's going on in this country, because the state-controlled media loves to highlight the crimes of politicians, the Clintons, the Bushes, the Obamas. I can go all the way back in many cases and just highlight the crimes. But the fact of the matter is we need to quit highlighting the crimes, and we need to start magnifying the law against the crimes and against those that are committing the crimes. So we were talking about Article 2, Section 4, where it states in the Constitution of the United States of America, the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and or misdemeanors. And let me highlight that again, okay? Talking about Article 2, Section 4. It applies to who? The President, Vice President, and all civil officers. On what grounds? Treason, bribery, other high crimes and misdemeanors, the smallest of infractions, House votes to impeach, majority required, the Senate then votes to remove from office with two-thirds required vote to actually impeach, with justice, the Chief Justice presiding during the hearings and the proceedings. Used only two times against presidents in the United States of America. I want you to hear what I just said, because I know most people, they sit back and they just say, oh, what can we do about it? There's nothing we can do about the problem. No, the fact of the matter is, friends, you can do everything about the problem. You have the power, because, again, America, do never forget that you are the law when it comes to those that serve we the people, as long as we're ruled by the lawgiver. And let's go over to, matter of fact, we had Andrew Johnson. Let me just kind of highlight their impeachments really quick for you, because in 1868, Senate fell one vote short of removing him. 35-19 is what it came down to. The impeachment of Andrew Johnson, the president, who became the 17th president of the United States after Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, was one of the most dramatic events in the political life of the United States during Reconstruction. Now, the first impeachment of a sitting United States president was the culmination of a lengthy political battle between the Southern Democrat Johnson and the radical Republican movement that dominated Congress and sought control of the South through Reconstruction policies. Now, this is what's important. Johnson was impeached on February 24, 1868, in the U.S. House of Representatives on 11 articles of impeachment detailing his high crimes and his misdemeanors. Listen carefully, friends. Not 900 transgressions of the Constitution that he swore to uphold, speaking of the criminal in the White House today. Okay? It was 11 articles of impeachment. Johnson was impeached in the House of Representatives on 11 articles of impeachment. Again, not 900. On high crimes and misdemeanors in accordance with Article 2 of the United States Constitution. Now listen carefully again. The House's primary charge against Johnson was the violation of Tenure of Office Act passed by Congress the previous year. Getting into specifics here, he had removed Edwin M. Stanton, the Secretary of War, whom the Tenure of Office Act was largely designed to protect, from office, and replaced him with General Ulysses S. Grant. Did you hear what I said, friends? He was impeached for removing Edwin Stanton and replacing him with Ulysses S. Grant. That was it. The people in this country said, no, no more. You went too far. You failed to ask for permission from Congress. And Congress is the voice of the American people. And because you have done that, we are filing for your impeachment. We have brought forth the articles of impeachment to remove Andrew Johnson for simply removing the Secretary of War without permission from the American people. How far have the American people fallen? That was his crime, friends. Most people wouldn't even wink at that today. Oh, no big deal. Now we have a president and his administration that are transgressing the Constitution. That means they are giving you the finger while they're pulling your hair and smacking your face. Do you understand this? This is what's happening in your country today. Well, let's go to Mr. William Jefferson Clinton. Wow. He was another president. William Jefferson Clinton in 1998 was impeached by the House. Most people didn't even know this, as a matter of fact. He was tried by the Senate and acquitted on February 12, 1999, Article 1, 45 to 55, Article 2, 50 to 50. In other words, there was enough foxes in the chicken coop to guard and to protect the criminal. You know him as William Jefferson Clinton. And again, friends, I want you to remember, if you haven't, me saying in the past, you need to get the documentary called Clinton Chronicles. Because most people didn't realize that the President of the United States of America, during that time of his tenure, was America's greatest, and he was the biggest pimp, drug-dealing pimp in America through MENA, Arkansas. He was trafficking drugs into America. But that wasn't why he was impeached. It wasn't that he was killing off his political opposition in to the equivalent of 147 people. No, no, no. It had nothing to do with that. It didn't have anything to do with him womanizing. And it's interesting, folks, just on that little bunny trail, how that was played out for the American people. And most people just laughed at the president that he was unfaithful to his wife, named Hillary Clinton. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, if he can't be faithful to his God, how can he be faithful to his wife? And I say this to those that think it's funny and make light of it. If he can't remain faithful to his wife, how can he remain faithful to you as his people or his constituents? He can't. But I want to tell you what that was all about during the proceedings concerning the impeachment trial of William Jefferson Clinton back in 1998. Most Americans did not know that through diverse of measures, diversion, sleight of hand to the state-controlled media that was protecting Mr. Bill Clinton from his crimes against we the people, Billy was actually giving military secrets away to the Chinese military. It was called Chinagate. But again, most people didn't know that. They thought that was funny. They thought that was really funny that he was committing adultery. And everybody thought it was about Monica Lewinsky. Had very little to do with that. That was just one of the things that the Lord in his mercy exposed during that time. But what they did is they tried to stonewall everything that was going on and to divert the American people away from really as to what was going on. Because that was some serious, serious, serious stuff. By the way, when you look at Barack Hussein Obama today, friends, you do need to understand that his administration is the Clintons tried and true in their crimes. So you are dealing with some very, very dangerous people. What about 1974? Richard Nixon resigned when the House began preparing articles of impeachment. For what? The Watergate scandal. Well, what was Watergate about? Well, we're told the Watergate scandal was a major political scandal that occurred in the United States in the 1970s as a result of the June 17, 1972 break-in into the Democratic National Committee, DNC, headquarters at the Watergate office complex in Washington, D.C., and the Nixon's administration attempted to cover up its involvement. When the conspiracy was discovered and investigated by the United States Congress, the Nixon administration's resistance to his probes led to a constitutional crisis. The term Watergate has come to encompass an array of clandestine and often illegal activities undertaken by members of the Nixon administration. Okay, well, that's what we were told. We were told about their dirty tricks and their bugging offices and, you know, he said, she said, they're trying to get this from them and they're trying to get this from these people and them people, so on and so forth. But see, most people didn't realize that the Watergate scandal was really about a pedophile ring in government that was popped. And if you think it that is that far out there, friends, you might want to do a little homework on Boys Town. And after you get done doing a little homework, don't tell me I didn't tell you it was going on. You better bet these people that are in Congress, our representatives, our senators, this president's administration, and so on and so forth, even our Defense Department, is a part of something major because they are compromised men in every sense of the word. If that wasn't the case, then how come no one's talking, friends? And again, let me highlight the fact that it was all about a pedophile ring. If you have not gone online and checked out Conspiracy of Silence, friends, you need to do that. You can hear from the kids directly as to who was involved and what it was all about, because there is plenty of people in this country that realize we have some corrupt, corrupt politicians, even going so low as to committing the act of pedophilia with kids. Watergate was about the pedophiles, friends. Had nothing to do with what you were told it was about.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our health care system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, now is the time. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, if you have not checked out our store on sonsoflibertymedia.com, do. We just got some brand new coffee cups that are second to none. Detail, immaculate, beautiful stuff. Again, we just got those in. We have quite a few left. We just got that order in. I'm thinking probably last week now. And we're just letting the people know about it. So do know that there's fresh stock in the store right now. And again, check out those coffee cups. Tell us what you think. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go over to the store. Talking about articles of impeachment, just talking about what's going on concerning the impeachment trials of President Johnson, President Clinton, and then talking about Nixon, who resigned. He got out of the kitchen when he realized it was too hot. And Watergate wasn't what you were told it was about. It was about pedophile rings within government, and they didn't want that to get out because they knew that the people at that particular time wouldn't tolerate that. They would have vetted government from the top to the bottom. They'd have went all the way up to the top of the flagpole and made sure that those that were serving we the people were at least for some, in some parts or in parts, that they were upright men, because friends, where we're at today is just unthinkable. What we see today would have never been tolerated in the 70s in a million years, not to this extent. I know I was a little kid, but I have studied history, and I do realize that we're in a pivotal point. We're in dire times right now. There's no question about it, and the American people need to respond to what's going on so it doesn't grow out of control. And do keep in mind, they want you to believe that it is out of control, and it is not out of control. But we also need to understand that our sin is before our just and a holy God, and He said He would turn that nation into heaven. highlight this really quick, and then I want to do what I want to do is I want to parallel the United States with the French during the French Revolution and see if there's any similarity. Is there anything in there that looks very? It's not coincidental. We know that, but is there anything in there that looks, you know, like, boy, is history repeating itself? I'm going to throw that at you in just a couple minutes here. But I also want to let you know that impeachment Article 2, Section 4 was used 11 other times against federal officials. Those included 9 judges on 1 senator, 1 cabinet official. Senate acquitted all but 4. All 4 were judges. The senator was acquitted because Senate ruled Congress lacked jurisdiction to impeach. Senator properly and proper remedy was expulsion, Article 1, Section 5, Clause 2. And, folks, again, you need to keep in mind as we sit back, and if you, let me say it this way, if you expect those inside of government to deal with other corrupt government officials, no, friends, you need to understand that they're all guarding each other. They're all protecting one another. And I'm not saying, again, every single one of them is doing that. I'm not suggesting that. I'm saying with the leaving that we have in there, we need to deal with that leaving. For the foxes that are attempting to spoil the vine, we need to deal with those foxes that are dealing with the vine. I don't care if there was, you know, 535 of them that were corrupt, and we need to deal with every one of them. If there's only one that's corrupt, we need to deal with that one so it doesn't spread. And that's really the point that I'm trying to make. And the way we do that is we bring forth Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States of America. Isn't it interesting, too, friends? I was just thinking about this as well. Well, were all the conservatives calling for the impeachment of Barack Hussein Obama? The talking heads. Were they talking about it? They're not talking about it. They're not talking about it because, this will never happen because if we do this, then everybody will call us a bunch of racists. Well, you've already let them lead the talking points to get you that far to say something stupid like that in the first place. You know it's not about the color of their skin. You know it's an issue of the law. And if that's the case, then why would you capitulate? Because you're afraid they might try to call you a name? I mean, who are the kids here? I mean, we're talking about a bunch of grown-ups that haven't grown up yet. Ha! My goodness gracious, friends. Let me ask you something. Are we in any way, in a parallel, similar to what took place during the French Revolution? Are things happening? Are things going the same direction as during that time? Well, because we know that the French Revolution was a godless revolution. And do keep in mind that Thomas Jefferson, when asked to make distinction between America and European government during this time, friends, his answer was the difference between heaven and hell. And I also want everybody to understand that Ben Franklin said in 1793 that atheism was unheard of in America. Infidelity was unheard of in America. Did you hear what I said? So we're talking about a godly people, and Thomas Jefferson made that distinction between America, a godly nation, and the French, which was an ungodly nation. One day, the master of Lukeman, an Eastern fabulist, said to him, "Go into such a field and sow barley." Lukeman sowed oats instead. And at the time of the harvest, his master went out to place and, seeing the green oats springing up, asked him, "Did I not tell you to sow barley here? Why then have you sown oats?" He answered, "I sowed oats in hopes that the barley would grow up." His master said, "What a foolish idea this is. Have you ever heard of this or the likes of this ever before?" Lukeman replied, "You yourself are constantly sowing in the field of the world the seeds of evil, and you expect to reap in the resurrection day the fruits of the virtuous? Therefore, I thought, I might barely by sowing oats. I might get some barley by sowing oats." The master was abashed at the reply, and what he did, he set Lukeman free. Oh, how history will repeat itself if we do not learn from it. What's become of the monarchies and empires of the world? What brought ruin on Babylon? Her king and her people would not obey God, and ruin came upon them. What has become of Greece and all her powers? Well, she once ruled the world. Where is she at now? You know, John Adams, the second president of the United States, said that decadence follows luxury. Is that where we're at? Are we on that precipice now, friends? Just asking. Let's go back to the French, or let's look at American history with an open Bible. Our forefathers planted slavery, but judgment came at last. In the Civil War, there was not a family, North or South, that didn't mourn over someone taken from them. Now, let's go back over to France. It is said that in the 1700s, men were spending millions every year in France in the publication and distribution of infidelity and that literature. What was the harvest? Has France not reaped? Mark the result. The Bible was suppressed, God was denied, hell broke loose, and more than a million people were beheaded, shot, drowned between September 1792 and December 1795. And from that time, France had 13 revolutions in 80 years. And in the Republic, there was an overturn of power on an average of once every 9 months. Huh. One-third of the births in Paris were illegitimate. 10,000 newborn infants had been fished out of the outlet of the city sewers in a single year. The native population of France decreased. The percentage of suicides were greater in Paris than in any city in Christendom. And after the French Revolution, there were enough Frenchmen and women slaughtered in the streets of Paris in the various insurrections to average more than 2,500 per year. So are we seeing history repeat itself? Because I'm telling you what, friends, when you begin to take a look at how many babies have been slaughtered in the streets of America because of corrupt politicians, no, friends, it's not just because of corrupt politicians. It's because the American people have tolerated the corruption in their politicians, in their representatives. Do you think that God's just going to wink at that, especially when he says, thou shalt not kill, and blood for blood, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a life for a life, a wound for a wound, a blow for a blow? No, you are going to reap exactly what you sowed. And you can blame the politicians all day long, friends, but the fact of the matter is, national sins are going to reap a national harvest one way or another. Now what we have is we have 57 million babies slaughtered in the womb because we sit back and say, well, the government sanctioned murder. America, let me come back to you. You are the government. Now you're going to sit back and watch a government come in and redefine marriage when it has no business there whatsoever and saying, well, you know what it comes down to is two men, because they love each other, it has nothing to do with love, friends. It's perversion and it's an abomination. Are you going to sit back and say, well, you know, the government did this. The government said it's okay. You know, they must know what they're doing up there. Really? Who told you that? They have two purposes, government does. To restrain men from sin. To stop invasion. To bring crime to justice. Friends, I'm saying the same thing. Policing the world? Unconstitutional wars? Stealing away your taxes, reallocating them into bureaucracies that are destroying or aimed at, and are aimed at destroying America? Indoctrinating children on a massive scale in America? And by the way, concerning that issue, it's just the beginning, friends. I know everybody wants to talk about there's nothing that you can do about it. Oh, friends, there's everything in the world you can do about it. And by the way, your enemy knows it. That's why they're so busy trying to keep you out of the public schools. Guys, girls, women, moms, dads, grandpas, grandmas, uncles and aunts and cousins and friends, those are your brothers and sisters, those are your kids, those are your grandkids, those are your cousins, and those are your friends in public schools. They do not belong to the state in any sense of the word. Don't sit there and blame the government for what you're allowing them to do, because when you stand in front of the mirror, friends, you need to understand something. You are that government. What are you doing about the issues at hand? Because if you don't actually sow seeds of righteousness by bringing forth the fruits of peace, by magnifying the law against the crime, you're going to reap the whirlwind. And America is beginning to reap the whirlwind the way that the French people did. But I want to say this, friends, we're way beyond what they sowed. Can you imagine what we're going to reap if we don't actually repent before a just and a holy law? Well, we're going to find that out. We are definitely going to find that out. Folks, you get Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to come back, final segment. Be right back on the other side.
At The Sons of Liberty. We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just kind of going through some of these notes that I have in front of me, friends. There's just so much to continuously talk about, and I am constantly staying right on the middle road of what is going on, trying to see through the mess that the state-controlled media is trying to create on a 24/7 basis. It actually kind of reminds me of a little bit of a woman who was swimming the Catalina Island. She was a 34-year-old woman who waded in the water and began swimming towards California, determined to be the first woman to do so. Her name was Florence Chadwick. Now check this out. This is some pretty cool stuff, friends. She had already been the first woman to swim the English Channel in both directions. The water was a numbing cold and the fog was thick, so thick that she could hardly see the escort boats. Millions were watching on national television. I didn't know that was a big deal. Several times sharks had tried to drive her away, or they had been driven away in her path, and with rifles to protect the long figure in the water, they shot at the sharks. Fatigue had never been her big problem in these swims. It was the bone-chilling cold of the water that kept hindering her in the process. And more than 15 hours later, numb with cold, she asked to be taken out of the water. She couldn't go on. Her mother and her trainer in the boat alongside told her that the shore was near. They urged her not to quit, but when she looked towards the California coast, all she could see was the dense fog, and she asked to be taken out. Now, hours later, when her body began to thaw out, she felt the shock of failure, and she had been pulled out of the water only a half a mile from the California coast. A reporter asked her, what was it, Miss Chadwick, that kept you from swimming that last half mile? She said it was the fog. She replied, it was the fog. She said, if I could have seen the land, I could have made it. When you are out there swimming and you can't see your goal, you lose all sense of progress and you begin to give up. And with no land in sight, her motivation was completely gone. It was the only time Florence Chadwick ever quit. But 2 months later, when she figured out all that mess, that we walk by faith, not by sight, as she kept her eyes on the author and the finisher of her faith, that being Jesus Christ, 2 months later, she swam that same channel and beat the men's record by 2 hours. Why? Because she could see her goal. Then and only then could she see her goal. Friends, I want to encourage you. I've heard before, Arturius said this. He said, there's no worse death than the end of hope. That's true. We need to tie a knot and hang on. But we need to work out our faith with works and do all that we can do and leave the results up to God and to do the things that we're commanded to do by Him in the preservation of our constitutional republic. Another story, there was a man who had to get to a certain destination at a certain time. He was in a snowstorm and he came up to a river and thought to himself, how thick is the ice? Will it hold my weight? Am I going to be able to get across that lake without actually falling into the water? It felt solid. And so he reached a little further and stepped and tapped again to see if it could hold his weight as he stepped upon it. He took a branch and smacked the ice to see if it would crack. Nothing. So what he did is he crawled across the ice on his stomach. Sweat began to fall down upon his brow, and he began to tremble with fear as he realized that any moment he could go to an icy grave. He took the stick with him and continued to tap the ice in front of him as he crawled on his stomach. The man went about 45 feet in about 45 minutes. He was absolutely terrified. As he was crawling inch by inch, sweat pouring out of his brow, he heard a strange sound. He heard singing and then rumble and rumble. The man looked behind him to see another man with a full cart of coal and his horse in front of him, slamming across the ice, singing at the top of his lungs while he whipped his horse. The man stood up and felt a fool because the ice was solid right through to the bottom. He felt so foolish. Now, the knowledge that he received released him from his fear. Friends, to those that are at the end of their hope, where are your eyes fixed? What are you feeding upon? That's the real question. Because I want to tell you, like this man, you don't want to crawl across the promises of God on your stomach. You need to understand, friends, that they are solid through and through, and you can trust them. And we know in Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. America's dilemma falls right here, friends. We have departed from a living God. There is our problem. What is the resolve? To return with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. Because until we look back to the direction that we should look and keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, we are not going to receive the end of our salvation, which is liberation from what we're dealing with today. Even the end of our faith. It doesn't work that way. So friends, what you need to do is you need to get your eyes fixed on He who gives you hope. He who is your hope. And until that changes, you know, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same things over and over and over and over again and getting the same results? Well, you can't keep doing the same things over and over and over and over again and expect to get a different result. The fact of the matter is we need to press into the kingdom of God and put our faith in Jesus Christ. Read the Word of God daily, and friends, we're going to be the ones dancing and singing as we're going over that ice that's thick through and through. But until we get there, nothing's going to change. So what is it? Which road are you on? Who do you have your eyes fixed on? Folks, I'd also encourage you to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out what we have out on the store. Folks, we've done a lot of high schools across the country, a lot of colleges across the country. We're in demand for what we're doing, not just on the radio, but also in high schools and colleges and radio interviews. Folks, I do so many radio interviews throughout the week, throughout the months and throughout the years that it's almost incredible. I think everybody and their dog has probably heard me one time or another. And so we're being spent in the purpose of what we're called to do here, and we want to make sure that the glory falls where it belongs, and that being on the Son of God, His name is Jesus Christ. But in saying that, if you would like to book us at any time, outside of going to the store as well, but if you'd like to book us, we are being booked out right now, probably 3 months out, anytime from August, September, October, November, so on and so forth. That's where we're at right now. We're going to be in Texas. We're going to be in Arizona. Stephanie's got some things going on in the state of Minnesota here. But if you'd like to book us at any time, friends, please do give us a 3 months heads up. Or if it's an absolute necessity and you need us to be somewhere in a short amount of time, don't be afraid to give us a call. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. And go ahead and see what we can't set up. Again, for many that have known who we were, and those that have been listening to us for some time now know that we have been across the boards. As a matter of fact, right now, James Dobson's ministry, Dove Television, it's a branch of his ministry, is actually airing My War, which is a five-part documentary series as to what we have done in over 24 states and 350 schools across the country. And they're airing that on national television during primetime hours, 8:30 Pacific Standard Time. It's called My War with Bradley Dean, and it's Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. If you'd like to check that out, please do that, friends. We want to be a part of the answer. We don't want to be a part of the problem. And so many people and so many times when they, you know, if they're not being interviewed, if we're not being interviewed or if we're just having a conversation, how is it that you get into public schools? How is it that you're doing what you want to, you know, how is it that you actually get called into these public places? Well, we have to let people know that those are our kids first and foremost. And secondly, it's not hard to fight for what you love. Because, again, we want to be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. And what we see out there is the young people, namely college students down, they're being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. As a matter of fact, this administration's the only one that's really paying any attention to them. And I do know from firsthand experience that this generation is rejecting, they are regurgitating the lies that they're being fed, but they're trying to figure out why their parents are allowing them to be thrown into a cesspool of indoctrination in the first place. So in saying all that to say this, friends, we want to be a part of the answer. And that's exactly what we're doing on the radio as well. We want people to understand the Constitution. We want them to understand the Bible first and foremost. And without that understanding, how is it that you are going to go anywhere down the line? If you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going. And again, friends, what we need to do is get back to the good book. Not only the good book, but the Constitution, the founding documents. Read the Mayflower Compact. Read the Articles of the Confederation. Read the Bill of Rights. Read the Constitution. Know your history, friends, because you're going to be quite surprised as to what you came from. What you have been. I mean, 238 years later, we're still here, right? And why are we here? Because somebody believes in the God of the Mosaic Institution. And because of that, here we are today. So how are we responding to the gift of freedom that has been given unto us? I don't want to go down in history, nor am I going to go down in history as one that said, I wish I would have. Nope. Let's do it now. Life is but a vapor. We have an opportunity right now to prove our God, and let's just do that by, well, reaping the consequences of serving Him. I like that. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
The IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account. You need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and
Wallen, the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wallen Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wallen Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.